I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Testudo Talk podcast. I'm Andrew Chodas, alongside Emmett Siegel. Maryland football 4-0 now. Returns back to College Park for a game against Indiana. Emmett, how are you doing? Initial thoughts on the team?
Well, it's good. Maryland's 4-0. Excited to be back here again with another preview pod. And we miss you on the reaction pod.
Yeah,
we did. After Michigan State game. If there's anything that you wanted to say, you should probably chime in now, because I think we're putting that game in the rearview mirror. But definitely an interesting opponent that Maryland has against Indiana. Not the strongest opponent, as we'll get into in a minute.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
I'll give a few words on the Michigan State win. Obviously, I think it's encouraging to see them have a fast start. Obviously, something they weren't able to do in their first 3 games. But I think, as Coach Loxley mentioned post game, you know, they still haven't been able to put that full 60 minute effort in. So I think something against Indiana, a weaker opponent, that's something I think that Locksley, you know, would like to see. They have a really good opportunity here to basically dominate for the whole four quarters. We'll discuss what Indiana's main weakness is, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But I think that's Maryland's goal this week, should be able to, they have an opportunity to really show off in a full 60 minute effort.
Yeah. And you got Ohio State on the horizon, which you don't want to look ahead too much, but like, yeah, we're not playing, so whatever, we can look ahead. You know, if Maryland wins this game, they'll be 5-0 for the first time in over 20 years going into Ohio State, which is undefeated. They beat Notre Dame. By the time that we finished recording the reaction podcast to the last game, we didn't know what was going to happen in that game yet. Mm-hmm. Hadn't finished yet. So we now know for sure that Ohio State will be undefeated coming into that game. And if Maryland isn't undefeated, I think that would be a pretty big disappointment just looking at Indiana's team, the way they've played so far. They almost lost to Akron last week. For anybody that didn't get a chance to watch the game, which I know a lot of people probably weren't, it was stashed away on Big Ten Network, I think, behind that Northwestern Minnesota game. Akron should have definitely won that game. They had a chance in the fourth quarter right at the end of regulation to kick a field goal and win it. They missed a short field goal. It went to, was it four overtimes, I think. Not an impressive performance. For anyone that doesn't know, Akron is like one of the worst teams in FBS. And Joe Moorhead is their coach, which I thought was kind of funny, former Mississippi State coach. But Indiana dodged a bullet there, but still you kind of saw the weaknesses on display that we're going to talk about. And the reasons why Maryland is such a big favorite coming into this game, the fact that they were close against Akron, kind of a weird season for them so far for Indiana. You know, Ohio State, I know it's week one, so you never really know what to take away from week one performances, but Ohio State did not command that game. Indiana hung around against Louisville. They put up a good fight. Kind of an interesting team, but definitely one of the weaker teams in the Big Ten, I would say.
Yeah, no, you mentioned Northwestern, and it's so weird. It's looking like a few years ago, Indiana and Northwestern, they were a team competing for Big Ten championships during that COVID year. But as you mentioned, it's really been a downhill for Tom Allen and Indiana. And this year, they're struggling in a bunch of different categories. And I think with that, we can start with their most glaring weakness. And that's their rushing attack. It's their rushing offense, their rushing defense. Both, I believe, second to last and third to last, respectively, in the Big Ten. They've allowed close to 170 yards a game defensively. And offensively, they are not able to rush the ball at all, establish a rushing attack. We'll go into their passing attack, too, which is almost equally as poor. But this is a game with Maryland's defense that has really improved as the season went on, especially with their takeaways and making big plays. This seems like a game where we can see Maryland really dominate on the defensive side of the ball.
Big game for Maryland's front seven. Not necessarily because they're up against a huge challenge, but because this is the kind of game where maybe a little bit of a get right game. Not that they haven't been good. They've been very solid, but a bit of an opportunity to maybe take over. Like you said, Indiana, one of the worst rushing attacks, one of the worst rushing defenses in the conference. I forget exactly which one it is, but one of them is second to last in the conference. One of them is last in the conference. Overall, when it comes to the run game, Indiana is not your team in the Big Ten. This is a chance for Maryland not only to have a big defensive game running in terms of stopping the run, but on offense, we saw last week, you know, Maryland threw the ball pretty efficiently for the first part of the game. But then that offense didn't totally pick it back up in that second half, especially running the ball. We saw Roman Hemby, who was a little bit limited. He only had like 12 yards. Colby McDonald had like a 25-yard rush that put him at the top of the stats in terms of rushing yards. So not the most impressive performance from Maryland's rushing attack last week. Definitely a big chance this week to maybe kind of take over that game. I can definitely see Maryland chewing some clock, some big explosive run plays that we haven't seen in a couple weeks. Maybe if Roman Hemby is healthy, he could be in for a big game. That would certainly be the number one thing that I'm looking for Maryland this week, would be to dominate the run and definitely kind of pound it down Indiana's throat.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what I was going to mention. You know, exactly the same, is that this is kind of looking, you don't want to overlook the opponent, obviously, but this kind of seems like a bounce back game for the running backs. As you mentioned, Roman Hemby, worst game of the season, just 12 yards on 10 rushes. Locksley did mention his health. He wasn't really able to practice the entire week, had some issues, had a lower body injury. So well, that's definitely something to monitor throughout the week. We'll see when the injury report comes out, if he's questionable, if they want to kind of save him for Ohio State. Again, not overlooking the opponent, just trying to be real here with how the schedule it is turning out. But there's definitely, it seems like there's a lot of opportunities for Maryland to kind of stick it to Indiana in a bunch of different facets of the game.
For sure. Maryland is, last I saw, over a 2-touchdown favorite in terms of the betting lines. And then I think it was the S&P Plus had them as like 20-point favorites. This is the kind of game that Maryland should not only win, but we've seen from Loxley saying this, Maryland needs to win convincingly, needs to play a full 60 minutes. I mean, Loxley's press conference on Tuesday was probably about as introspective as I've ever seen Mike Loxley, which is interesting after a 4-0 start. But the way he was talking about when he was walking off the field, he didn't really know what to feel because he was happy that his team won. He's happy that his team is still undefeated, but didn't really know how to feel balancing that with a slow finish to the game, kind of dragging themselves to the finish line. It was interesting to see the way that he was pretty honest about that. But I think that was a good sight to see just because that's what everyone else has been saying. And it's clear that he knows that. And he didn't stop short of, you know, putting a little bit of blame on us, the media, for, you know, always asking him the questions about the mistakes that his team makes and not focusing on the positives. But even so, what we've seen from Maryland, we've yet to see them put together a full 60 minutes. Yeah. If they can do that against Indiana, this should be a bloodbath. Maryland should win by multiple touchdowns. Maryland should cruise to victory. But if they start slow or they finish slow, Indiana has given Maryland trouble over the last couple of years, even though you know, we had, back when Michael Penix was there, they were good. Like you said, they were competing for a Big Ten championship. I think they had the best record in the Big Ten East, but they didn't, like, something happened where Ohio State like didn't play enough games, but they changed the rules to let Ohio State in. And I know Indiana was really upset about that, but Indiana has fallen pretty far since then. Their head coach, Tom Allen, is definitely, his seat is warming up. Walt Bell, their offensive coordinator, his seat is on fire right now. Former Maryland offensive coordinator, not looking too good at Indiana. This is a team, though, that has given Maryland a little bit of trouble. Last year, Talia gets carted off in that game. Billy Edwards and Roman Hemby have to lead the comeback effort. So this would be a good chance for Maryland maybe to put that in the rear view and move forward with a convincing win in their first Big Ten home game.
Well, that's what I was going to mention. You mentioned, obviously, it's every year it's a different team, but it is kind of just ridiculous looking at the history of this matchup. Last year, Maryland wins 38-33. The year before that, they win 38-35. The year before that, the Cove win Indiana was exceptional. Indiana won 27-11. But the next two games, Indiana wins by 6. Indiana wins by 2. Maryland wins by 3. Indiana wins by 2. So very interesting. I mean, again, Maryland seems like the much better team on paper. If history repeats itself, I mean, this is a pretty interesting stat to look at. And I know we have talked a lot about, you know, the many weaknesses of Indiana, but they're positive in some aspects. That includes their pass defense. I think when Talia Tagovailoa was on the podium on Tuesday, he mentioned they have a good secondary, and they really do. They rank 4th in the entire Big Ten in pass defense, just behind Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. They're allowing 176 yards per game. So pretty impressive, right? So, I mean, we saw in the second half of the Michigan State game, Talia looked a little bit shaky. So maybe if that continues into the game, Indiana can exploit that. So that's definitely something to look out for. But again, I would expect Josh Gattis in the offense to probably lean on the rushing attack early, just because how much Indiana has struggled with that.
I think that would be probably the smartest thing they could do. Just looking, like you said, like their pass defense has done a good job of forcing turnovers. Their pass defense, you know, obviously it's opponent adjusted, right? Mm-hmm. But their pass defense has not allowed that much through the year. I know in that Akron game, maybe soured my view on Indiana, because that's really the first full chance I got to watch them, just because there was in their Ohio State game, that was the overlap with Maryland's game, so I didn't really get a chance to watch them. But yeah, they're not a walkover, right? There's no team in the Big Ten that's a walkover. I mean, you saw that even with Northwestern, right? Everyone talking about how bad they are, then they come back from like 3 touchdowns down in the fourth quarter to Minnesota, and Rutgers, who has been, you know, terrible for the last couple of years, they started 3-0, I guess it was, going to Michigan, and they pushed them around for a little bit, right? So you never really know in the Big Ten, right? It could be anyone can get anyone, you know, maybe that's more so in basketball, but definitely there's no walkovers in the Big Ten. So this is not a game that you can look ahead if you're Maryland.
No, and I mean, even in the first game of the season in Indiana, they really kept Ohio State close for 3 quarters, and, you know, they only lost 23-3, but I'm saying putting that into perspective, I mean, it was a close game for three quarters before Ohio State pulled away. So again, on any given day in the Big Ten, you can see some crazy things.
Yeah. Just like out of curiosity, where would you say if you had to power rank these teams right now, where are we standing? I know there's been a lot of talk right now with Maryland at 4-0. The way they've won, once again, we're talking about a really easy schedule, but Maryland has won. I think it's one of four teams in the country that has won every game by 18 points, and the other teams on that list are like Washington and Oregon, maybe, you know, teams that are blowing everyone out. Mm-hmm. Right now, temperature check, where do you think this Maryland team fits in the Big Ten? And then conversely, where do you think Indiana fits?
I'll start with Indiana. Out of the 14 teams, I think that Northwestern and Indiana are probably the bottom two. I think you've got kind of A and B, so I'll put them 13A, 13B. Maryland, obviously, there's been a lot of discussion in the national media. You know, is this Maryland's typical hot start with an early schedule, or is this really a year in which they can take it forward? And this is something we even discussed in the preseason, right? We kind of thought they would start off 4-0, possibly 5-0, and then that's really when a lot of the question marks hit. Solely based on the performances right now, not looking towards the future, I would probably say, I think Penn State has been the most impressive team in the Big Ten so far. You're welcome to disagree. Then I would say Ohio State and Michigan tied. I would have said Michigan ahead, but Ohio State's win at Notre Dame, I think kind of makes that even. And I think it's close. I think you have to consider Maryland right now at number four. We say that, and then, you know, they might go ahead at Nebraska and Ohio State and have two losses in three games, and you kind of change your mind. But right now, I'm going to put them at number four.
I think that's fair. Honestly, I was going to say the same thing. I think Indiana is right there at the bottom. You know, I think that they've been about the least impressive Big Ten team I've seen. And then Maryland, I think, has to be in that fourth spot, right? And it, once again, it brings up the discussion of the divisions and everything that's going on there. But yeah, Penn State has been super impressive. Ohio State with the biggest win of any team in the conference so far. And then Michigan is Michigan. They haven't lost a regular season game in like two or three years. So you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. But then after that, I mean, there's not a team in the Big Ten West that I think would be favored against Maryland right now. I mean, Iowa's offense is somehow maybe worse than last year. I don't even know how that's possible, but they are terrible on offense. Wisconsin is, you don't really know what you're getting from Wisconsin right now. I mean, they're, you know, inconsistent. And then, you know, you look at the rest of that league, you know, Minnesota drops a game. Illinois looks not as good as last year. You know, I think Maryland has to be the if you're making power rankings, which I guess we are right now, Maryland would probably have to be that fourth team in the conference.
Yeah. And then I would say Wisconsin is probably right there as well in the fifth spot. I know, but I mean, their one loss came to a very good Washington State team, and they've taken care of business besides that. So I think Wisconsin would probably be in that five spot. And then, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, Rutgers may be in that sixth spot.
Maybe. We'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out.
But, I said maybe. I said based on their performances right now.
Early season performances, they've been pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And it's not getting any easier when you look at those teams that are coming into the Big Ten. When you look at like Washington and Oregon, they might be like, you know, two of the most dominant, and USC, you know, three of the most dominant teams in the country.
Are those all top 10? I think they're all top 10 right now, right?
They should be. I mean, there's a lot of people saying Washington should be number one just based off resume. I mean, they are killing teams. Like, they are killing teams. We talked about it with Michigan State last week, but I mean, they're not stopping. They're
killing teams. USC has Caleb Williams. Oregon seems to be riding a ton of momentum after the Colorado game. Those are three teams that I think two of them might make the college football playoff.
Yeah, very, very reasonable. And you know, Washington, Michael Penix, right? Former Indiana guy. If I remember correctly, this is just off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it was the game against Maryland where he hurt his knee in the COVID year. So maybe a little bit of, you know, the verbal meme with the domino being pushed and then the big domino at the end of Michael Penix plays Maryland in 2020 and then Michael Penix wins the Heisman at Washington.
The game was against Penn State.
Okay, so something happened, but regardless, let's talk about, we just talked about Maryland being one of the best teams in the Big Ten, and then Indiana being one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. We talked about all of Indiana's deficiencies and a little bit about the fact that their pass defense isn't too bad. If Maryland is going to lose this game, if Indiana is going to pull the upset, how do you envision that happening? What do you think has to happen for Indiana to win this game?
Well, I'll talk about schematically second. I think the first thing is if Maryland overlooks this game and this and their mindsets on Ohio State, I mean, you can understand that, right? So I guess that's the number one thing. Schematically, self-inflicted mistakes from Tagovailoa in the passing game, which we've seen him do. We saw him do it last year. I mean, again, similar teams. I think that's the number one. And Maryland's defense, it's been really good at turning the ball over, but it's allowed a lot of yards. So again, I think that if they don't manage to record some of those turnovers, Indiana, even though we discussed their offense isn't so good, they might be able to, you know, drive the ball downfield and put some points on the board. So I think the only way, I think Maryland, you know, Loxley mentions Terps versus Terps a lot. I genuinely think this is a game where it might be a little bit of Terps versus Terps. I think that's the only way Indiana can pull out the victory.
Well, you mentioned the turnovers, and we've seen the regression monster. I mean, it's huge in the NFL, but it exists in college football as well. The idea of turnover luck kind of skewing results a little bit. Not to say that Maryland's defense hasn't been impressive. It has been very impressive, and those turnovers aren't like a mistake. It's not like they're jumping on like fumbles, like they're just picking off quarterbacks. But even so, like you said, they're allowing a lot of yards. There is something to be said for maybe a little bit of regression to the mean, where maybe when those turnovers kind of stop coming, maybe that defense is a little bit less effective. But I think, like you said, it's going to be about self-inflicted wounds. If Maryland would lose this game, they would lose this game. Indiana would not win this game. I think we can probably both agree with that. Mm-hmm. That being said, score prediction. What do you expect the final score to be on Saturday when Maryland plays Indiana in its fifth game of the season?
Before giving a prediction, we mentioned the takeaways, and if it's sustainable, I'm going to plug myself onto studiotimes.com. You can see an article I wrote about Maryland, how their takeaways have powered their early success. But on the score predictions, I think Maryland's offense is going to have a very productive day. I'm going to go with
38-13. That seems fair. I was going to say 35-14, but that seems too close to yours. So I'll say it'll be a little bit lower scoring. What about 28-10 Maryland?
That sounds outstanding.
In front of what should be a pretty good crowd in College Park. It's looking
You were saying that the ticket sales were already better than Virginia, right?
Yeah. Let me find the creator so I can give him credit real quick. But there's a website that I believe someone from one of the message boards made where he tracks, where the website tracks ticket sales for Maryland sporting events for football and men's basketball. The guy's name is John Keniston. I hope I pronounced his name right. It's MarylandWillWin.com. And pretty much it shows the number of tickets that are available on the official athletic department website. It's kind of an approximate way to estimate what the crowds are going to look like. But so far, looks like about 1,500 more tickets. We're recording this Thursday evening. About 1,500 more tickets have already been sold for the Indiana game than for the Virginia game. So it's trending like be probably the biggest crowd of the season. And then obviously the students are going to show up. It should be a nice day. But that home field advantage would definitely be something very welcome for Maryland. We've been talking about it a lot over the past couple of years. The crowds this year have actually been pretty good. Maybe, maybe it's a little bit early to make any final statements, but the crowds have been pretty good. But anyway, we'll see how Maryland does this weekend, and we'll be back Saturday night with a recap of what happened in the Maryland versus Indiana game. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.